as it was shared in the last meeting, in the testimonies, that one of the most important things we can do before the Lord is not what we can do for Him, but is to come near to Him.
Amen.
And this is what God surely desires. Just like the song we sang, the Lord wanted many more people, like Abraham, Samuel, David, those who will meet His knee and wash His feet. As Christians today, we are very work conscious. We have a mentality. We want to do something for the Lord. And that's why there are so many Christian works today. And I wonder how many of them are asking, Lord, is this really what you want us to do? Or, Lord, what do you want to do? I think that's the most important question we all should ask the Lord. Lord, what do you want to do? Amen. And if we don't draw near to Him, how will we know what He wants to do? Right. And it really exposes this thing in us that we would rather do something than pray. This is our weakness. We don't pray enough. Yeah. Right? We like to do things. We like to be active. We don't like to be still before the Lord and just talk to the Lord. If you talk to the Lord will reveal His heart's desire to you. Amen. Yeah, it's really important to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
A couple of months ago, I flew 15 hours to visit my daughter. And before I went, I asked her, do you need anything? iPad, iPhone. No, I just want you to come and spend time with me. I think this is the desire of all parents, just to spend time with your children. If your children ask you, do you need me to do anything for you? No, you don't need to do anything. Just come. Talk to me. Right? Let's eat together. Let's have some fellowship. Some face-to-face time. Not like this, but, face to face. It's really important we have a face to face communication like Moses did with the Lord. Then the Lord revealed all the plans to him. When it says to minister to the Lord, it means we serve the Lord. So if you are the Lord, what do you think we can do to serve Him? What does the Lord want from us? Money? There's really nothing that we can offer to the Lord that He doesn't already have.
Right.
What the Lord really wants is for us to enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ and bring Him before the Father and offer it up to Him.
Yes.
That is the only thing that is holy and acceptable.
Amen.
And this is what we all need to do as sons of Zadok. So may the Lord help us to spend time with Him.
Amen.
To constantly be in prayer and in fellowship with Him.
Amen.
So that we may know what He wants, so that we can know how to minister to Him.
Amen.
Yes, we want to be those who minister to the Lord.
Yeah.
That the Lord can say, very good, well done.
Right.
My faithful servant.
Amen.
Enter into the joy of the Lord.
Yeah.
May this be our calling today.
Amen.
May the Lord help us all to draw near to Him and to minister to Him.
Amen.
Yes, I'm touched by the aspect of bringing in Christ. That is the main thing.
Yes.
I'm referring to Matthew chapter 21, where Jesus cleans out the temple. John asked before the question, why are all the things in the temple? I mean, we also can ask, in which way do... Probably I get it wrong from a grammar. In which way do come in the sacrifices? Yeah? In which way comes in the fruit in the house of the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I mean, it's actually, we have to bring in Christ.
Yeah. Right.
We have to be prepared and, have to look after the fruit. Have to look after yeah, that did they receive enough supplement to the temple? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to see in verse 16 it says they shall enter my sanctuary.
Yes.
They shall come near my table to minister. And they shall keep my charge.
Amen.
Often, we still have this concept, okay, we can come near to the Lord, so we just come. But if you read through the Old Testament, you realize it's not that easy just to come in as we are.
Yes.
But we have to put on the priestly garment. We have to wear Christ. And they have to cut their hair in a certain way. And they also have, they should not drink wine when they enter. So we see there's so many things that the priest has to do in order to serve the Lord. They can't just like come as they are, and in the same way we can't just serve the Lord. Okay, now it's Saturday, so now we prepare for Sunday for the meeting. That, and then we want to say, okay, Lord, now I'm coming to you. Now I want to near you, and I want to receive from you what, how to serve. But it's really our whole life. When we put, we have to wear this priestly garment not only on Saturday night, but really throughout our day. To be near the Lord not only when we want to serve Him, but really all our lives.
Amen.
We cannot just think, okay, I don't listen to the Lord Monday to Friday, and all of a sudden, okay, Lord, now I'm coming. Now I want to receive from you to serve you. It doesn't work that way. But I think what is this chapter 44 shows us is really our whole life.
Amen.
Like every day of the week, we have to learn. Lord, I want to live near you.
Amen.
I want to learn to serve you in my daily life.
Amen.
And then also in the church, of course.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. They have to wear the linen turbans on their head. And then trousers on their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
They shall not clothe themselves with anything that causes sweat.
Yes.
And these are the things we have to practice in our daily lives.
That's right.
Not just in the meeting.
Yeah.
So may the Lord really touch us that we would be these priests that can serve Him all the time.
Amen.
Yes.
It was just only 2 weeks back that I really realized that how important it is for me to go to the Lord. Because we have our daily stuff to do, right? Like daily course. And then I go for the meetings on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sunday. But it's just like a routine. It was just like a routine. And I just go for the meetings. And then we have to do all this stuff. And then, it's 6 o'clock. I had to go for the meeting. I run for the meeting. But then I was not feeling so holy. So one Friday, 2 weeks back, I said, I'm not going for the meeting. So my wife asked, like, why are you not coming for the meeting? What should I tell to the saints? So I said, just tell them that I don't have peace with the Lord. So I just stayed at home. I just prayed to the Lord. And then after that, I was really touched that, you know, I should spend so much of time with the Lord.
Amen.
Just going to the meeting is not enough.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
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 And after that, it all changed.
Amen.
It's wonderful.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Even for the Sunday meetings, if you go there, you know, some of the elder brothers will be sharing, right? But you don't have much to share. So for the past 2 weeks, it's good.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. To draw near to Him is really our privilege. It's a religious duty. It's a wonderful living relationship.
Amen.
Even James says, you draw near to God, and God will draw near. Whole book of Hebrews is a book encouraging us
to come
forward.
Yes.
So it should be the privilege of all God's children.
Amen.
But because we don't care for that, and we're not trained, so we missed it.
Yeah.
And many times we are not faithful. We like to go our own way.
Yeah.
But today the Lord is looking for this faithful.
Amen.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And there is not much time left. If we don't catch up, we're going to miss it.
Oh, Lord.
Really true. Not too many people. Really not too many people. I was in Chicago last weekend. And, here is a group of people who left their whole system there because they finally realized that it's not right. Better late than never.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
The left they were seeking for fellowship. The Lord has brought us together. So there are still some who are really seeking, but you don't see too many of them.
Oh, Lord.
And I hope that the Lord would gain us the sons of Zadok, the parents. They were really very open. You know, if we have not gone through a lot of problems and difficulties and all of a sudden awaken to the realization that there must be something more, then we'll just be in that kind of a stupor, so to speak. Yes, just conditioned in that way.
Right.
Until one day something happened and you wake up. Oh, you know, that was not right. And so they were looking for the proper way to go on, and the Lord just brought us together. But it's time is a very important factor.
Amen.
Because you need practice. You need to change. You need to be reconditioned.
Yeah.
And you cannot just change overnight. Nobody can do that. That's why the earlier we can turn and practice and learn the Lord's way, the better it is. Don't wait until the very last minute. No, it definitely will not work. If you just wait until the last minute. So today the Lord is still giving us an opportunity to learn to turn. And I believe there's still enough time, but just the right time.
Amen.
If we don't learn today, it's not going to be easy. And the Lord is not going to force you. The Lord showed us in the Word we have to be faithful, but whether you want to be faithful or you don't want to be faithful, nobody. Our Lord never force anybody, really. He gave
you oh, Lord.
Even if you don't like to believe in Him, He will force you. Today in this world, even among God's people, you can do anything you like, but that doesn't mean that what you do is right. Look at so many different kinds of fruits today. Look at Roman Catholicism. God didn't stop them. Look at Mormons. God didn't stop them. Look at Jehovah's Witness. God didn't do anything to stop them. And so there are so many of these. You can really see that it depends on you what you like. In the Old Testament days, God told them that's wrong, but God couldn't stop them. They still want to do whatever they wanted. So today, nobody's going to force you. No. So it's up to you to be before the Lord and for God to open up your eyes to see what He wants.
Amen.
You're free, but that doesn't mean that you're right. Because the Lord, this is the age of grace. And the Lord will give you opportunities. as long as he is not back yet, you still have a chance to turn to repent.
Amen.
But you have to make use of the time.
Yeah.
Don't take it for granted. Really, don't take it for granted. The fellowship is to really stir us up to show what is in God's word. But then everybody is free to make his decision what he wants to do.
Yeah.
It is your relationship, ultimately, your relationship.
Yeah. Amen.
That is why it is so hard. If God will exercise his authority and you don't listen, it's going to thunder. Lightning will come right down before your eyes. I think it will scare us to be faithful to him, but that's not what God wants us to do. So, may the Lord really turn our hearts.
Yes. Amen. Amen.